State Senator Mike Groney joining us here in the studios for our weekly legislative update. Senator Groney, how's it going, sir?
Good, good.
So what do you want to talk about besides politics today?
Anything break for you over the weekend, Senator Groney?
I ought to send you a picture I took the other morning of a sunrise over the river with an American flag off my porch.
Nice.
That I will defend.
Absolutely.
Nice.
But anyway, so that's where I spent my weekend. And I don't listen to national news anymore. I haven't listened to it since the election. I haven't been on Fox News or any of it. I just flick through it. My wife got me on Hallmark, living in Hallmark land. So everybody's perfect. No conflict. Everybody's hair's in place.
You're good still good celebrating the holidays with the Hallmark channel,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah.
Good for Barb.
That's where Barb and I live.
There's worse things.
Anyway, yeah, it's
Hallmark land. You realize one of these days you're going to drive into the cabin. There's going to be a sign there by the driveway that says, Welcome to Hallmark land.
We were going to call it River Bends, but that might be better.
Hallmark land.
Anyway, things are great. We have the day off because national holiday.
Sure.
I've never taken that day or President's Day or any of the Monday holidays off in my life. If you took all those days off, I probably wouldn't own a cabin because I wouldn't have made enough money in my lifetime. But anyway.
Amazing how that works.
Yeah, you got to work. So anyway, we go down there and we finish up bill introduction. I think I have six or seven bills. One's the railroad yard incentive program. The other one's an in-court bill. And I'm on the Natural Resource Committee this year to try to usher it through. And then I've got one for MFOs, the rural fire districts, where I'm trying to up the per diem, per person, per capita payment they get out of the insurance fund. And trying to think what else I have. There's a couple more. But anyway, so I'm sticking to local stuff and rural Nebraska stuff, trying to take government out of the picture, not put it in it. The whole thing's going to be about, the whole session's going to be about identity politics. Separating, dividing us more with statutes that define us by our color of our skin, our sex, who we have sex with, and the tax on the police. And it's also going to be about greed from the Rockefeller Republicans wanting more money made by banks and more incentive money that they can get their hands on. But that's what the whole session is going to be about. And but Tuesday, I don't know what it is, Wednesday, maybe Thursday, we debate the rules in the legislature, changes, and so I think Senator Holland is going to, it didn't get through committee, of course, where it's a public vote for a recorded vote for chairman leadership positions. It's been a thorn in a lot of people's side. I've advocated for a public vote since I got down there. It's just common sense. I don't represent myself down there. I represent other people. Every single vote I take ought to be recorded. You should know everything that I vote for. Our state constitution, I don't know how they've gotten away with it, but the press has been on their side because the press is liberal and they want the minority liberals to have a lot of influence, and the Rockefeller Republicans always have gained the went together made an unholy alliance and elected so many Democrats and so many Republican and mostly moderate chairs. So, and they were able to do that by just lying about who they voted for or who they, in my race, for. And this is nothing new. It happens all the time. It happens to Senator Slama, too. It happens every 2 years. I had 26 individuals said they were voting to me right to my face. I got 24 votes the first time and 23 the second time. So, but it's just cowardice. I don't know how else what other language you use or adjective you use to, and greed. I mean, these individuals actually get away with it. They profit from their lies. They tell two individuals they're voting for them, and then they look them right in the eye afterwards and tell each of them again they voted for them. Don't know what happened.
It's a secret vote, yeah.
Yeah. So then they can go through the session, getting two people to maybe help them with their bills because both think they voted for them.
They sold them out.
Yeah. It's just traitorous. But But it all goes down to just a democracy and transparency and accountability. There shouldn't be any secret votes. So there were some of the things I'll say on the floor Tuesday, but collegially. But anyway, anyway, we'll get her done. You
used a term a minute ago, and I was sitting here thinking about it, the Rockefeller Republicans. And I'm thinking, you know, our schools have done such a poor job with teaching history and civics, they probably don't know what Rockefeller Republicans are.
Rockefeller Republicans are back in the days when we were really a conservative nation, where those who were actually liberals and should have been Democrats, well, they weren't even, they were even more liberal than the Kennedys were. And they ran for president. Rockefeller, tons of money, inherited money. From back in the railroad days of the 1800s. But anyway, they ran as Republicans with one mission, to protect their wealth. That's where you got all the trust fund protections of all the inherited money back in those days, where they're immune to the taxation while the middle class pays. They take care of themselves. And how they did that was make trades with the left, that they gave the poor people welfare and other things like that, and while they gave them that, while the trade-off was they didn't have to pay taxes and their wealth was protected,
right.
And but they ran as pro-business, and they're down in Lincoln, Williams, yep. Stener, Coldeman, that's who they are.
Similar to what we call rhinos today.
No, I'm the rhino because I'm the rhino because that's a misnomer because I'm a Republican in name only. If those individuals are defined a Republican
right.
Party, I'm a conservative.
I remember you saying that the other day.
I'm a Christian conservative. So anyway, that happens to fit better in a Republican Party than somewhere else. So. It's a mess. The whole country's a mess. This whole thing's on greed. What's going on is, I can't believe it's happening. If you ever read Atlas Shrugged, it's a novel by Ayn Rand. She was a seer back in the 50s. You need to read it. That's what's happening. They're printing money. This new president's going to do another $2,000. When does it stop? It will never stop. I mean, our national debt is so high now, I just don't understand. Everybody said, well, they can just keep borrowing it. But the reality is there is somebody on the other side of that who buys our debt.
Anytime you borrow, somebody's going to call and collect one of these days.
It's not just something the Treasury holds. They hold a portion of it, but it's sold on the open market. Individuals buy bonds in China and foreign countries and corporations.
That's
a lot of your IRAs have a bunch of it, government bonds as a mix in your retirement plans. It's...
The part that worries me is when the foreign countries are buying the debt. And China's a big one.
I understand, but it doesn't make any difference. When you go broke, you can't make any payments. Somebody's got it. And the only way out of that is inflation, and you're seeing that already. Just go out to eat once. I mean, inflation is just absolutely skyrocketing, and it's being ignored. But anyway, it's what it is. And that disease has hit Lincoln. That Washington disease is hitting state capital. It's even hitting Lincoln with all the programs and economic development plans, programs they have out there. You know, some of them are good, but a lot in the incentive program that we passed last year is good because it overall helps the whole community, not just individuals, get wealthier. But anyway, that's what's going to be down in Lincoln. It's hit there. They're going to try to censor people, like in Washington, with their collegiality movement. And, Ernie Chambers did a lot of good, folks. He really did. He was right in their face when they tried to do that in the past to anybody. He'd defend anybody right to speak on the mic and to say what they thought was coherent. And
you can say what you want about Senator Chambers, but... He was a dedicated individual and an outspoken individual for the Nebraska legislature and represented the people in his district very well.
Yeah, he did. And him and I did get along. And he knew I was convincing, so he attacked me. He attacked those conservatives made any sense at all. And sadly, it was just me and Erdman that got attacked, but it tells you how many made sense. So whatever, but it's going to get ugly. I think it's going to get ugly. But I don't have to focus on education anymore and stop putting my finger in the dike there. I can focus on reading some bills and trying to inform the public. Now, it's up to the public to do something about it. You got to get somebody to run for office. I need somebody to run for my position. That's a conservative. The one that I've heard running again are just retreads that are going to try to put a title in front of them. So, but anyway, we need to step up. You know, there's some good news. Look who stepped up on the city council. That's changed. I'm really excited about what can happen for North Platte now with the new mayor and the city council. I'm excited what they did downtown here and finally doing some of the things some of us preached, remodeling, trying to incentivize people to build apartments in the old buildings down here, get a youth community running, using the restaurants and the bars. That's what you need. You got to have something for the younger people, why they want to live here. But they don't want to live in an apartment somewhere off and some stuck off in some neighborhood, residential neighborhood. But otherwise, like I said, the rules debate is going to be fun because it will be a recorded vote. And it'll probably be that same recorded vote.
And if I understand correctly, Senator Groney, this is currently everything happens behind the media can attend, I think, right?
No, that's something else.
Oh, okay.
This is about the only secret vote we take, and that is for committee chairs and leadership speaker.
Uh-huh.
And what happens, what's bad about it is prior to the vote, the 30 days before the session starts, an unholy alliance is made between certain individuals to control the chairs. That unholy alliance stays together then to pass very bad legislation. This group over here wants to do legislation that 35% of the public approve of. This group over here, the Rockefeller Republicans, want to do programs that 35% of the public. They merged them together, their view, and they give each other the votes, and then why do we sit there at home saying, why did that pass? That isn't something that should pass in a state that 60% of the people voted for Trump.
And this ties into what you were saying earlier, too, about how there's a bit of a trade-off on committee chairs.
That's
where
it.
Senator Smith gets committee chair on Committee X, and then Senator Jones will be on Committee Y.
From the other
y.
side of the aisle,
yep.
Gets the other one. It's all
they trade off the committee chairs.
There's always been a slate of chairs. But what you mentioned earlier was about in committee, exec committee. We are the only government entity in the state of Nebraska, and pretty well anywhere, that when you go into exec session to talk openly as senators, get in each other's face about bills, that the press sits in there. Now, that was fine back when we had a press that wasn't biased, that were professional.
When there was integrity in media.
And it wasn't biased towards one political philosophy, which it is now, towards the left. Because the gentleman's agreement, it's probably chauvinist, but the gentleman's agreement was you never mentioned, and you could say what the discussion was, but you couldn't mention the name of the senator who said it, or quote him. That's changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree they need to be out of there. If Senator Erdman has a rule change that says if you can be there as a citizen, the press is a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a right. It's not a religion. It's not a clergy. It's a business. If that representative of that business, which is a newspaper, can sit in that, then every citizen should be able to sit in that exec session. They should all be open. And they should be open at the school board when they're talking about an employee who did his perversion to a student, and they're going to talk about firing them or censoring them. All of that should be open then. But why is the exec sessions of the unicameral and the committee open to the press and not the
why
public?
Why is it the only in the state?
Yeah. So I don't believe it should be open. The vote should come out. You hear what the senators and the public said in the hearing on the bill. Now you talk about stuff in exec session about concerns, deals that were made, and then it comes out of committee. You know the vote. If it was a 5-3 vote, it goes to the floor, and then it's open to the people again to have a full and open debate on the bill. But I do not want Martha Stoddard, who's a liberal maid,
I can give her adjectives, too, because she put adjectives in front of my name in press and stories. But sitting in that bill, in that all, in that.
Your adjectives are a little more from the Hallmark land
side
of things. It's not
and it's not, I mean, you use specific examples, and not everybody in the business, you know, falls into that category. So it's just, it's a shame that it's happening, because it's horrible for everybody. It's horrible for the public. It's horrible for other members of the press that have some journalistic integrity, because there are members down there.
Well, let me tell you the other thing. Lee Enterprises owns every newspaper in the state, damn near, all right? Only one member of the press sits in there, an employee of Lee Enterprises. They own the North Platte Telegraph, they own the Lincoln Journal, they own the Omaha World Herald, Kearney Hub, they own them all. One member of the press, so the whole public gets one view.
Yeah, one article from...
One view. And then it's written in the Telegraph, it's in the Lincoln Journal Star.
And the thing that I don't like about that is... For myself, when I'm reporting on things from the Nebraska Unicameral, I look at it different than somebody from Omaha, because...
But you don't have the budget or the time to drive to Lincoln to
sit
down and see that's it.
But that's the problem, is our state's so unique, and you can't tell me somebody from Omaha's thinking about Lincoln County when they're sitting
there. The only other one sitting in there besides the paper member of the Lee Enterprise group is sometimes from NPR.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't open to the press. It's open to Lee Enterprise, and it's open to NPR. I think the public deserves better than that.
Yeah, I agree.
So anyway, it's time to, and those are some things I will bring up, too, on the floor. It's, you know, it isn't, you can be romantic about the press, but it isn't what it used to be. I mean, when the press censors a whole political thought process through Twitter and what's the other one, to Facebook, but
Facebook.
The other
Instagram.
Whatever the other one is. But anyway, no.
All of them.
All of them.
I mean, it's not the other one. It's all of them.
So if those are blatantly censoring thought, what do you think that reporter in that exec session's doing? Deciding what they want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be out of there. But anyway, it's troubled times we live in. Folks,
to say the least,
we've allowed a very radical group of people to take over our press, our college journalisms and our teachers' colleges, and we are now reaping the fruits of our labor, because we were complacent. We thought everybody was nice and everybody had good intentions. They don't. I don't want to scare you, but that's what I've found in Lincoln. And now that I'm not education chair, I can tell you the truth. I always told you the truth. I just protected you from some, which I regret that to this day. You're all big boys and girls. You can understand it and hear the truth. So dream all you want, but we're in trouble. And we're in trouble in the unicameral because of who's down there and who got elected. There's a lot of things we could do to change it. The same people, conservatives, who want good representations are the same ones that bitch and holler if you try to raise the pay from $12,000 to maybe half of what the average pay is. Well, you shouldn't get paid. Well, then you go do it. If you think you can do it for $12,000 a year. But you can't get good people to run for that $12,000. But when it comes up, the same people who scream and yell at me complain about that. In America, you got to make a living. So,
not to mention the travel if you're a Western Nebraska senator.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
I've got grandkids. I've missed all their sport activities for the last 6 years. That's not going to happen this year. I'm going to take some time off from the legislature and go to some of those events. But anyway, tell them like it is, folks. It's troubled times. But those some of these things I'm saying, I'm just honing what I'm going to say on the floor, because that mic, what's nice about the unicameral is those scumbags who sit in the dark rooms and Billy's at the bar down there and plot and scheme against other senators and do their deals. The mic is on.
Yeah.
Starting with the rules down at the unicameral, and a little light can be shown on what they're doing and how it operates, and I will do that.
Okay.
But... locally, I don't know what's happening. And
not a lot right now. We did have a new county commissioner sworn in last week, Chris Bruns. Have you met him yet, Senator?
No, I haven't.
Good man. veteran, young individual that has some passion for the community. So that's big news on the heels of the news that you shared about the council and your support for what's going on locally. But so that's exciting news. Chris is a younger gentleman, a good American, good public servant.
Good. We've got to get younger people involved.
Yeah, that's the challenge.
It's hard to do.
Well, and it's not just younger people. We need more of the Chris Brunses, the Julie Slamas.
Yeah.
I know that I use Senator Slama as an example quite a bit, but I think she's a good one to use.
Yes, she's very, she's great integrity. Great integrity and great solid moral values and very intelligent that she can share those views with the public. We have a couple others, but we're going to be okay. But sadly, most of them are down there that are young or are from the radical left, and they're funded by their ability to do that is funded by Susie Buffett and some of those Omaha billionaires that are from the left that made their money by just simply investing in Buffett early on.
Yeah.
Because they went to church with him. I doubt he went to church. But associated with that him when he were younger. And they became millionaires and billionaires. And they have deep pockets. So
before we wrap up, Senator Groney, one of my big items I hit on the newscast today is Senator Erdman announced in his column late last week that he wants to introduce something in the legislature this week to have the Game and Parks headquarters move to the Panhandle, maybe to Sydney. What are your thoughts on that?
The guy loves Steve. he's right in their face, and he's good. But I don't know if that will ever happen. But, you know, it makes sense.
It's a bit of a pipe dream, I'll say that.
Well,
but it's not ridiculous, you know what I mean?
Government jobs are a huge income for any local economy. Everything's in Lincoln. Everything's in Omaha. I mean, you get a few far
Carney. There's some good pluses to that. I mean, Sydney needs help right now.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Well, the jail, the prison they're building, they've just automatically rejected anything west of Grand Island.
That is a Lincoln mentality.
Well, the world drops off at York. So.
Yeah. Because they just don't think they can find the workers. Well, they won't find the workers in Lincoln and Omaha around there either. They will just have people move into the area and take the jobs. Well, that's what we need to happen here. But I don't know. I haven't. Everything moves east because you're just outnumbered. Well, I'll put it this way. I want $10 million maybe. It would only be a few million for the rail park, you know, by the end of the day, if it happens. And for other communities can take part in the 10-man rail park, all right? I'll have a struggle to get that through committee. The governor, which I don't understand this guy, he's a friend, but in his budget puts $50 million in his budget to give to Omaha to attract that new Space Command. Yes. Just puts it in the budget, $50 million, because it's jobs. But I can't. I'll have to fight tooth and nail to get.
Well, what's going to happen with that $50 million now?
Well, I don't think it's supposed to be given to them if they end up losing. But you know,
they did. It went to Huntsville, Alabama.
I know, but they're telling people that they can turn that with Biden in there, and they might be able to because. But anyway, that point, and rural Nebraska elected him, Ricketts, and he's not. He favors Omaha, yet where he grew up. Well, come on, give us some money out here. But no, as far as that Huntsville thing, they think they can change it yet because Omaha voted for Biden. Omaha voted for Biden. All right.
Really? They think that?
Oh yeah, they think Huntsville got it because Alabama voted for Trump. I mean, it's politics involved, but they think they can go in there and tell Biden, you know, Omaha helped you. You got our electoral vote. Huntsville didn't, so you can change that order. The president can do anything he wants. He's commander in chief. I don't care what the military did. He can come in and change anything he wants. And so they think they can go into Biden and get him to change that decision.
Okay,
It ain't like it used to be.
But would you support the idea of the Game and Parks relocating here to the western end of the state, Senator?
Sure, sure.
I would too.
I don't. You know, looking at it, does it help Lincoln County a lot? I don't know.
It'll help us a lot because
moving it to the western end of the state is going to help everybody in the western end. Does it make a big difference on Lincoln County? I don't know.
Yes,
but
it will.
But Sydney, it makes a world of a difference.
They will realize Lincoln County is here. Like you said, they don't know anything exists beyond York.
They come through and they stop in North Platte. Well, that isn't, it isn't about the, it's the mindset too.
Yeah.
Because it ain't very, we're not very far from Game and Parks becoming Parks and Game. It's about right. parks and entertainment for the eastern population. It's yeah. about parks. It's about water parks. It's Indy yeah. State Parks. You ever been to Lake, what, not Maloney, what's the one on the river?
Mahoney.
Mahoney. You ever been there?
No, I haven't.
It's an amusement, huge amusement park yeah. with some trees in it.
I've heard. Yep.
It looks like, what's the one in the Ozarks?
The Lake of the Ozarks?
Well, that big amusement park there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
It's got a bunch
about.
Of trees growing. They built an amusement park amongst it. But that's what that's the future of the game in parks. It's going to be the Parks and Game.
All I can think of is Dollywood.
Well, and this
Silver
would
Dollar
really
City.
Alleviate it.
Silver Dollar City.
I mean, this puts things back in the panhandle. This would be a huge boost for this town of Sydney, that's a town that's already hurting. And
well, there ain't that many employees.
No, but it'd still be a big bump.
Well, it'd be good for the hotels as the commissioners come to meetings.
Sure.
They'd still have the meetings in Omaha and Lincoln. But, no, it's just, it's more, he's what he's making is a statement about what we're talking about. Everything flows east.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't go anywhere. But he started a conversation.
Sure. Well, and why not chuck up a Hail Mary? What's gonna, you know, what's gonna hurt from it?
Yeah. So, but no, I will support it. Anything with Nerdman's name on it, I'd support. It's got to be have some common sense to it. But anyway, it's
Well, and if Senator Erdman proposes anything, it's pretty much going to be beneficial for Western Nebraska.
For Nebraska.
Well, yes.
Letting rural Nebraska dry up on the vine and blow away is not good for Nebraska.
No.
It's not good for Omaha and Lincoln, but that's their mindset. That's their mindset.
Yeah.
So we'll give it a good fight. Anything else?
I think that's all I have. If folks want to reach out to your office during the session, Senator Groney, can they still do so?
Oh, yeah. I still have an office. They didn't throw me outside. I got Ernie Chambers' old office.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, yeah. It's an old safe is what it was.
Oh, really?
It's where they used to keep the records and
so
stuff.
Are you in the vault then? Is that where
I'm
your
in the vault.
Is? I'm in the vault.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice big office. That's why I took
sure.
it. Because it's also on the east end where I don't get walked so far from the parking lot. But it's also...
advantages of being one of the senior members
yeah.
of the Unicameral.
And then
logical
also,
approach there.
And it's also, like I said, it's roomy and I will avoid having to move again. Because with the HVAC remodel, they're doing
yeah.
a quarter at a time. It's one that's already been remodeled. It's the one, that office in that section has been remodeled, so I can stay there for the next 2 years.
Won't have to move again while you're down there at the...
Next year and a half. I'm counting the days until April, whatever it is, the second. I'll just collect my paycheck the last 4 months. But that's what all term-limited senators does. There's nothing you can get accomplished
yeah.
anymore.
So. Well, look at Senator Chambers as the example of that after the summer session, you know. Still a duly elected state senator, but was term limited out, so...
Who's that?
Senator Chambers.
Yeah, but he stayed involved, but most senators
yeah.
just disappeared.
And you can stay involved in the community and stuff like that, too, yeah. and I imagine that you'll always be active in the community.
Oh, will I? All right, if that's news to me.
Well, here in Lincoln County, this is your home. You've been
I know.
Active before.
Yeah,
so.
I'll vote for you when you run.
I better off roping the wind, Mike. But.
Thanks, man. Good morning.
Well, Senator Groney, as always, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your day off.
Yes, thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick check of news.